Hello, everyone. This is Vicki with the Vicki Ford Show. It is so good to be with each and every one of you this evening. I want to remind you that I have a wonderful new coaching program coming out in September. You can go to VickiFord.com to find out a little bit about it. It's just good to be with you. And I have a very special guest this evening, Roseanne Gauthier from St. Pete, Florida. How are you this evening, Rose?
I am doing great.
Yeah, you're a healer, a spiritual healer, and a psychic light worker, and you do a lot of inner child work as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, tonight, Rose and I are going to share a lot about our experiences in love and relationships and money, but I want to share a story with you because Rose and I had a beautiful experience over the past week. Rose is down in St. Pete's. How far is that from Orlando, Rose?
About an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had, for those of you who listen to the Vicki Ford Show, I surprised my daughter with a trip to SeaWorld, and Rose and her new fiance surprised my daughter by coming to visit, and we had more fun. We went to SeaWorld, went out to eat, and ate delicious ice cream. And I tell you, we just had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was really a fun experience. So it's nice to hear you again, Rose, this evening. It's just nice after all that fun we had to be here talking to people all over the world. So this is just great.
And it's fun to help people, and that's what you and I do best.
Yeah. Now we're going to be taking callers. So just, you know, you can listen to the show. You can call in with, you know, discussions that you want to talk about, or if you have some question that you want to ask Rose and I, we will be happy to take your calls. So just relax, enjoy this wonderful hour ahead of you. And what I really wanted to talk a lot about tonight, Rose, is relationships, because I get a lot of calls during the week and do the radio shows on Monday night, and so many people are all very, very concerned about having a relationship. And I just wanted your thoughts on it, because you've gone years without having a relationship, haven't you?
Just about my entire adult life.
Okay. You know, no,
I've
well,
had
I mean,
some relationships, and yes, I was married, but it seems like for myself personally, I take a long time off before entering in a relationship. Actually, the relationship I'm in now, I went 7 years without a relationship, and prior to that, it was 10 years. But that was my own choosing. I felt that I had personal work to do. And mm-hmm. it was emotional and healing of my heart. And I really do believe that time off, so to speak, between relationships is an excellent time for us to work on ourselves, to do that healing, to prepare ourselves for the person that the universe is preparing for us. We all have a tendency to try to get the right person to fit in the wrong place, and it's because we're lonely. We feel pressured to have someone in our life, and you know, one thing that we need to look at is that fear of being alone. And yes, I've suffered from it myself. And I finally came to a point in my life where, okay, universe, I give up. I'm not trying anymore. If it's meant to be, thank you. I'll accept mm-hmm. it. If it's not meant to be, thank you. I accept that too. I'm happy in my life. Mm-hmm. And then lo and behold, there it was. Mm-hmm. They brought a wonderful, wonderful person into my life. And it's because I let it go and I stopped mm-hmm. trying to push and force and try to have it happen.
Well, it's fascinating to hear you say that, because for me personally, after that last relationship that I have, well, I shouldn't say relationship, the last marriage I had said I will never do this again as long as I am breathing. Because when you're in a marriage, now relationships are a little different because you can leave them. There's no legal binding, if you may. But when you're in a relationship with children and you try to leave, it can be a very devastating situation. And that's why I wrote my book, Heart's Justice, which, by the way, y'all, is on Amazon.com, because it was scary. It was like, I can remember walking down, I live up in the mountains in Georgia, and I can remember not even being able to breathe. It was like, please, Spirit, if you will just give me this chance to be breathing again so that I can be in peace. And I have to share a real quick story, Rose. I used to have horses. I don't think you knew me when I had horses.
No.
Did you? Uh-uh. Yeah. I used to have horses on the side of the mountain. That was the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. But anyway, I was sitting out by my lake, and it's a community lake that a few of us have, and I was sitting there with my two horses, and they were swimming in the lake, which is a beautiful sight to see in itself. And I was so at peace, and all of a sudden, I became bored. And I said, oh, wait a minute, I'm bored. And I was like, no, this is what peace is. And it was the most beautiful experience, because I had asked for peace, and I got it. And now, any time, and I know, you know, you're in a different situation, Rose, because you do have somebody at this time in my life. I'm not even dating right now. And it's very interesting, because any time that I tend to get bored, I just go back to that moment and I say, wait a minute, when the right person is there, just like you said, it won't feel restrictive. It won't feel like you're in prison. It won't feel that way. And so I just, you know, I think that's beautiful that you shared that. But isn't it interesting that we always think that we're alone if we don't have a relationship? Well, you know.
Well, I think a lot of that is the way that many of us were raised. It's the pressure of society. And we tend to adhere to it. But one of the things that you and I have discussed in the past is personal boundaries.
Yes.
And that ties in with a relationship. If you're being pressured to find somebody, marry, make yourself, have children, whatever, and if that's truly not what you want in your life, then don't succumb to other people's ideas of what they believe is correct for you.
That's right. It was very interesting. I don't know if anybody that's listening ever listens to The View, but Whoopi Goldberg, it was a pre-record this morning, and I just happened to turn it on, and she was saying, I will never let another person in my house again, ever, 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 ever. And they were talking about
we've all said that.
Yes, I know. And, you know, I always said I had a relationship from somebody, God knows, in Alaska. And I was thinking, you know, this might work. This relationship might work, because it was so far away. We only got to see each other every 2 months. But, you know, the truth is it was too far away. And there were other issues, obviously, you know. But I just think that's so interesting that we feel like that if we don't have somebody, that we're alone. And it was something that Debbie Ford said many, many eons ago. She said, if you can enjoy being with yourself, then and only then can you expect someone else to enjoy being with you. And I'd have to say, Rose, and I know you very well, because I knew you before you got into your relationship, that you had a pleasant time just being with yourself. I mean, you didn't get bored with yourself.
No, was happy with my life. I had family, friends that are family, and quite happy with my life. And I think that's when the relationship came in, because I released the need to be in a relationship and was in gratitude for the life that I had, all aspects of it.
Well, you know, one of the biggest learning experiences that I've had since my marriage ended, and that's been, that's been 6-7 years ago, is that I now know what a relationship for me, for whoever's listening, that's going to be something different. It's going to be different for Rose. It's going to be different for Sue, for Bob. But I know now what a relationship means to me. It isn't anything that I want or need from them, except love
and
partnership and just a relationship. But I don't want or need anything from them to make myself or make my life any better. I mean, I'm not saying it won't get better, but I don't need it. And I think that's the biggest lesson that I learned from it. And I remember saying, if you don't mind me sharing this, it was a beautiful statement that you made, Rose, about the person that, that you're now in love with. You said, I love him so much that I wouldn't mind living on a in a tent with him. It's like not about anything but him,
yes.
His true essence of who he is. And uh-huh. I think that that says it all, because, you know, in a relationship, in a marriage relationship, whatever, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you may hit the lottery tomorrow, or you may lose everything. And you have to really love that person that you're with to make it last. Otherwise, you know, you're there for something codependent or something that is needy, and it doesn't have the same, relationship. And I want to remind everybody, if you want to call in and give us your thoughts on relationships, or give us your thoughts. We're going to also be talking about money coming up at the half hour or whenever it comes in. But, let us know. And if you have any questions about your relationship, Rose and I will love to take those calls. We love talking with you and we love connecting with you. So just let us know. So it's interesting. I keep hearing rain. I don't know why. It's been raining outside. Maybe I'm hearing the rain outside. It's very interesting.
Oh, you might be hearing my air conditioner just buzzing away.
I bet that's what it is. I bet that's what it is.
Yeah, it cycles on and off. I'd like to make another comment about relationships.
Sure.
One of the things that in my younger years, you know, he had to be tall, handsome, and just, you know, Mr. Debonair. And unfortunately, every man that I found attractive or that met that criteria was definitely the wrong relationship. What I learned in the years that I was alone is that a true relationship has multiple facets to it, not the physical, which I wanted, the tall, dark, and handsome, but it's got a spiritual aspect to it, a mental aspect, an emotional aspect, and the physical aspect. So there's four different aspects there. And when you can connect with someone on all those levels, I'm here to say that, oh my God, it's the best thing in the whole world. It's a dream come true, and it's just phenomenal.
Well, and I want to make a comment about that as well. Let's just say, Rose, that, and we're not talking about anybody out there specifically, but let's just say that Sue and Bob meet, and they're the perfect match, and they have a soul contract to meet, because I'm all into soul contracts and karma and balancing of it. And let's just say Sue and Bob are together for 5 years, and they have the most incredible relationship that ever. And it was just fabulous. And then all of a sudden, something happens. Bob shifts, you know, Sue shifts, whatever her name is. I've already forgotten it, but whatever. And they go their separate ways. That was not a failed relationship, y'all.
Correct. Right.
That was a beautiful relationship. The only reason why we all think it was failed is because we have this decision in America that you have to stay with one person for the lifetime, and if you don't make it for the lifetime, then it's a failed relationship. That was a successful, between Sue and Bob, they had a fabulous, successful relationship, whether it was marriage or just living together, whatever their connection was. But the truth is, it's not a judgment to say that they failed. It was they ended their soul contract together. They did what they were supposed to do, and then they move on. And I really want people to see, if they so desire, that just because you end a relationship does not mean it was a failure. So, you know, I've had several marriages. I don't consider any of them failures. Not one of them. Because each time, now it took me a few times to learn. I finally got it on the last one. I think that's why Spirit kept sending me these people. It was like, okay, God, will she get it? Will she get it this time? No, not this time. The angels were sitting there saying, not this time. She's got to learn again. And so, you know, I kept getting these men to teach me these lessons. And regretfully, I didn't get them. But the last one, I got. It had to be a tough one. Because, you know, I just wasn't getting it on the easier ones.
And well, sometimes so I, we go through the school of hard knocks, so uh-huh. I learned the hard way as well.
Yeah, well, I don't want to learn that way anymore. But I have, you know, for folks that will never see my house, and hopefully it will be sold by the time I look at it again. But I have prayer tags or prayer ribbons all over around my house that my friend Yellow Horse shared. And you've been up there, haven't you, Rose, when we went to the Sweat Lodge. And yep. Remember in the Sweat Lodge, he has the yellow for the Oriental, the black for the black man, the white for the white man, and the red for the Indian man. Mm-hmm. And he has these ribbons up there, and I tie them all together. And I have one in my healing center where I am now, and in the front of the house, because, and I have them all over the yard, because it's bringing all of us. And he said to me one time, or he didn't specifically say it to me, but we were in the Sweat Lodge. You may have been there, Rose, for all I know. He said, when you go to get a relationship, folks, do not judge. If you're Caucasian and you fall in love with a dark-skinned person, do not judge. Or if you're dark-skinned and you want a, you know, someone who's of the Oriental, do not judge. That way you will be open to love in your life. And I want to share that with everyone, because people are uniting a lot better than they used to. And you know, that reminds me, Rose. Do you realize, and I was thinking of this a couple of years ago, and I'm thinking of it again. Do you realize with all the Orientals, all the Russian children, where are all the other children that we adopt from? Africa, we adopt from Africa. Americans adopt a lot from different countries. Do you realize how beautiful this is, that everyone's coming together? Now, when my daughter, who is Russian, who knows who she'll marry? It doesn't matter, but I mean, she will, regardless, she will marry someone, and all of a sudden, and then she could marry someone from the Orient, for all I know, or, you know, a dark-skinned person. It doesn't matter, but all, see how beautiful everything's unfolding to come together? Uh-huh. It's part of the plan, I feel. I just feel like it, because we're all Americans. It doesn't matter if we're all Americans or not, but we're all Americans living in America, and we're all from different parts of the world coming together. And I just think it's so, so beautiful. You know, one of my dreams, Rose, is that I inherit $2 million so that I can travel the world and get to know all these people. That's what I want to do.
There you go.
You have any ideas?
Just manifest it, my dear.
There you go. So we're certainly welcoming calls tonight. If you'd like to call in and talk to Rose or and Vicki, we'll love to chat with you and answer your questions or get your ideas on relationships. It's always fun to listen to different people's views on relationships. I just love it. Now, I want to share something, too. When we have families, Rose, that come together, whether they're grown children or not, how do you feel about everybody getting along? Do you feel that's important? I mean, obviously it's great if they do, but how do you feel about that if a grown child will not accept the person that their parents are in love with?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, I think that's I think it's a matter of honoring that person. For example, mm-hmm. myself, if I did not care for the person that my mother is dating, let's say,
right, okay.
It's not important for me to care for that person. As far as my mother is concerned, it's important what she feels about the person that she's involved with. Of course, it'd be wonderful if I loved him, but that's not the issue. It's right. Her comfort zone, her personal boundaries. And for me, on my side, it would be that I have enough respect for her and love for her to allow her that decision in her life and mm-hmm. and still honor her and not have any issues between us because of the decisions that she's made for her own self.
I agree with that. It's like when we are grown and out of the house, we have to allow ourselves to live the lives that we want to live. Now, I have to say, when we have smaller children, we have to consider all of that. Mm-hmm. I feel that we have to put our children pretty high up on there because if we are to bring somebody into our home that is not going to honor and love and respect our children in a mature adult way, then it's best not to have that relationship. Now, I have to say that affects when you have younger children or any child that's in the household. I feel that that's a big issue. And I will tell you that there are many, many children today that are under 18 that have step parents. And if they don't work together on it, it can be devastating for the child. It can be absolutely devastating. But we're talking about younger children. You know, we're talking about with step parents and step.
Right.
You know,
I agree with you because a parent's responsibility is towards their child as well and their child's right. well-being, because a child can't take care of themselves or live on their own when right. they're right. 10. You know,
well,
so.
I mean, my last relationship that was supposed to be the one several years ago, I knew that it was not the right relationship for me, but it mainly was because of something that I felt was not in the best interest of my child. Mm-hmm. And I had to put her way up there. And as a juvenile court attorney, I know that that is expected in the courts these days, that if you put yourself and your spouse ahead of your children and let your children get harmed by it, they will take your children away. They
and
will.
Rightly so. Yeah. You know, children do need to be protected.
Right. It's very, very important to when you're going to get married again, and this is just my spiritual advice to people. When you have young children, it doesn't matter if they're 18 or, well, 18 is older, but any child that you have in your home, if you do, you find that there is a problem between the person that you love and your child, it's best to work those problems out before you marry. Do not think that getting married is going to work out the problem. It is not going to necessarily work the problem out. So, matter of fact, it will make it worse, because the child will feel like you have abandoned them for this other person. And it can be very, very touchy. But you know what? It can also be very beautiful. Focusing on the positive here, Rose, if it's all planned and taken care of and communicated and everybody gets spiritual help and healing, it can be a magnificent situation. Just magnificent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, it's just how you treat them. You know, it's almost no different than if you have a dog or a cat and you get a new dog or a cat. If you abandon the old dog or cat and just pay attention to the new little puppy or the new little kitten, the older dog or cat is going to get very jealous, and it will never go well after that. Never will.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on today's relationships, Rose? How do you feel like they're flowing and moving along in the spiritual world with all the creative and life changes that are going on in the world today? A lot of people are having a lot of wonderful relationships, and others are struggling through because of the stress.
Right. You know, there's a lot of challenges right now for relationships. Financial tends to be a huge stressor for people, and in the current economic situation, finances are definitely straining relationships. What I'm finding is that those couples that have excellent communication between them can work through just about anything. Mm-hmm. That strong love base, that communication, that trust between the two of them, they're able to move through those situations. But I know some couples, and I know you're familiar with some as well, too, Vicki, mm-hmm. that they marry or enter in a relationship knowing full well that this isn't the right person, but they're choosing right. this because they'd rather, it's better than being alone. And unfortunately, they're the ones that will suffer the most from various day-to-day stresses that most couples can endure and happily move through.
Well, it was interesting on AOL today. I saw an article that it said that 30%, or I'm not sure the percentage, but I think that was something like that, the surveyed married people that they surveyed, 30% of them or something like that said that they knew that they were making a mistake when they got married. They knew they were making a mistake, and they went ahead because they were already at the church, but they, you know, or they had come very close. And it reminds me of Hugh Hefner's bride. For whatever reason, she didn't marry him, wasn't a bride because she didn't marry him. But, you know, she chose to break it off for whatever reason. And I have to honor that. And I think it's far better to break something off, even if there's been a lot of expense on it, than to go through a marriage that with the laws of today. And it reminds me, y'all, My Heart's Justice, Compassion in the Game of Law is out on Amazon. And it talks about that very thing. It's the people don't want to get married today anymore because it's so difficult to get out of it, especially those that don't have strong communications. I really believe that's the issue. But if there's if someone gets into a relationship and they're getting married and then someone else falls in love with somebody else, they shouldn't be condemned for that. It just, right. they should be able to communicate and share, but when you're not able to do that for fear of losing something, usually it's your money or your children, then people have to hide that, and it becomes very, very difficult in our world to get through that type of thing. So it's fascinating. But I want to get onto another subject. We've talked about love enough. What do you want to talk about, Rose? A lot of people aren't calling in tonight, so that's fine. We'll just chat away. And
Earlier we were going to talk about finances as
right.
well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because the other issue before we get into that, I want to share that with all the earth changes and all the life changes that are happening, a lot of times relationships, we have to learn to love ourselves first. And people say, well, that doesn't seem very kind, or it seems selfish. But the truth is, we can only give what we have. And if we do not love ourselves, it's very hard to honestly and unconditionally love someone else. So I wanted to say that. Which brings me to the subject of when we talk about finances. Boy, are we all having to go through a lot of shifts and simplicities of life changes, aren't we, Rose, having to go through these financial shifts? Oh,
right.
My goodness.
It's amazing. I think it's a time for us to learn about money, its value, its what it means to us. Mm-hmm. And many of us are learning to let go. I can honestly say I had at one time when I was in the corporate world about 4 years ago a six-figure salary, mm-hmm. and which I no longer have. I'm no longer in the corporate world, but it is a choice I made on my part, and learned a lot as far as the value of money and stuff, you know, my home, the things that I decorate my home with, and what value I put on it. And I found that in the past I had put tremendous value on it. And quite honestly, that's not what's important in life right now for me. And so it was a huge learning curve because I had difficulty letting go.
Right. Well, I noticed one thing about simplicity. I hear so many different people say, I want to make my life more simple. And the only way we can do that is to really, really find who we are, find what is important to us, and not go out and, I used to waste money, and I used to do things that were just to keep busy. Now I find that the simplest things in life, looking out at my deer, I have names for them. One of them is called Deary, which is my daughter named. The other one is called Bucky because he's got horns. And they have brought their friends, and now they have brought their two little babies. And I have to tell you, it is the most – I mean, sometimes I sit there and – I'll be upstairs and I'll look down because we feed them corn, and I'll look down and I'll say, this is life. This is love. This is what is so beautiful about, about life. It isn't that I have to go out and, you know, go someplace to see this. It's right here in my own yard. But another thing that I noticed personally, Rose and everyone listening, is that I used to, in the olden days, a couple of years ago, if I bought some vitamins that I didn't like, you know, that didn't work for me, uh-huh. I wouldn't return them. It was too much trouble. Maybe I spent a couple of $100 on them, but I wouldn't return them. Well, I got something that I thought was going to help me, and it didn't. It made me feel very bad. I called him up today, and I'm returning it. I get full refund back on it. I used to never do stuff like that. I was just like, oh, well, you know, what the heck. I'll just live with this mistake. But not anymore. I don't do things like that anymore. I find that it's and I appreciate my vacations more. I really enjoy them. I mean, I had fun when we went to SeaWorld, you know, watching your hubby go through that roller coaster. I mean, that's just, it was fun, you know, not for him, but for everyone listening. My daughter wanted to go on this roller coaster. I think they call it the Monter down at SeaWorld for those that have been down there. And Rose and I are both the same. We just don't do stuff like that. I mean, I knew that I would die, and Rose didn't want to die. Not that day, anyway.
No, not that day.
Yeah. And so Rose's fiance went on the ride with my daughter, and we had a picture of them from the professional folks that were taking pictures. And Rose, your fiance looked like he was. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And then my daughter is just in joy, just like, you know, he's this 12-year-old child, just like in complete joy. I don't think she looked at you know, your fiance next to you, because she would have probably just. But it's a classic picture. It is a classic picture. For those of you that go to SeaWorld, just make sure if you go to the Mantra, you know what you're doing. But, you know, just to enjoy those moments with friends, those are valuable times in our lives to be able to do things like that. I used to take that kind of stuff for granted. I mean, I really did. I enjoyed it, but I still took it for granted.
And, oh, I did too.
Yeah. And now it is very, very different. And, of course, I'm trying to sell my house, and I'm not trying. I will sell my house. I already know. I got a very clear answer today, in case Angel Michael is listening, that it will be sold by before or around Christmas. So I know that it's – and I already pretty much know who's going to be buying it. So I think it's very fascinating that we go through these shifts and just learn, because that's what I think a lot of these financial situations are about.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I can share a personal situation, because I know there's a lot of listeners out there in the same position.
Okay.
I lost my house, and it was very, very difficult. I felt a failure at the time, but it was the most powerful lesson I have ever experienced. I did everything I could to hang on to it, but what was it? It was a decorated box. I can always go somewhere else and get a decorated box and live in that. When I finally let go of trying to keep it is when my life unfolded and tremendous, beautiful changes came through. It's just, I didn't see it at the time.
Well, it's hard. We get so fixated on what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have personally, Rose, gone to different places around Georgia, because I'm a practicing lawyer here, so I want to stay in Georgia. But I have gone around different places just to look at very small homes, because we all have to have a place to live, but it isn't important to me to have a big whatever anymore. It's the simplicity of life. That's what's important. And I feel that a lot of us listening tonight, y'all, it isn't so much, it's about the surrender. It's about the, okay, you know what, let me learn my lesson. Because if you learn your lesson, life will be a lot sweeter. I mean, months and months ago, and Rose will know this, I would call all the time. Well, when is my house selling? Well, my house has to sell. It has to sell. And I would get into these expectations, and I would call Rose and say, Rose, what do you think? And now it's just like, you know what? And I will share something else with y'all. I really hope everyone's listening to these situations, because Rose and I are no different than you. We have gone through everything that everybody's listening to. We have all gone through it, maybe in a different way and in a different time. But I went through several months ago trying to get a loan to refinance something. And I couldn't get it. It would not go through, even though I have a very high credit score. The finance piece people are just, well, on the housing type of situations, are just very, very tight loan as to loaning money. And all of a sudden, it hit me when the loan was declined. It hit me why it was declined, because I did not know this at the time I gotten the loan. But I had paid for the first 2 years of that loan for a school loan. I had paid all the interest up front.
Oh,
and
wow.
If I had gotten a loan, I would have had to repay all of that interest again on top of that loan. In other words, I would have been doubly paying the interest. So now it's like I'm almost grateful. Well, I shouldn't say almost. I am grateful that I didn't get the loan.
There's a reason for everything.
Yes, there is. And it was very fascinating to see that, because I asked the people, I said, why is it that I paid on for the last 2 years on my loan and nothing's gone down? And they said, well, the first 2 years of your loan is nothing but interest. And I thought that was a very just fascinating. Of course, that shows my financial finesse that I didn't know that about my own loan. But sometimes we make mistakes when we, you know, get loans and we don't realize that that's what's happening. But it's very fascinating. So I just think it's wonderful when we surrender. And it's interesting because I have a very close friend who is going into a 12 year this year, which is a year of surrender. When you're due to void your tarot, it's a year of surrender. And I talked to this person about it, and they said, oh, I don't want to surrender. And I said, well, you don't have to. But when you surrender, you find that life goes much smoother and calmer and more peaceful. Because you know what, Rose? You know this. I know this. It's going to happen anyway.
Right. The universe will knows better than we do, let me tell you.
It's going to happen anyway, and we can fight along the way, or we can just breathe into life. Every time something comes up, this is my advice, my spiritual advice for the night. If anything comes up that you feel like you simply can't handle, just breathe into it and say, okay, take it to the light. I don't know what I'm doing with it right now. I'll get some spiritual counseling. I'll call Rose. I'll call Vicky. But for the moment right now, I don't know what to do with it. Just breathe and send it up to the light. So that's about the quickest advice I can give for anybody going through anything. When you're at the grocery store, you're at work, you're, you know, wherever you are, and you just feel like you don't know if you can take another second of this situation or another second of this continuing saga, just breathe and send it to the light and say, you know what? I don't know how to deal with it. I really don't know how to deal with it. But I know that there are so many I keep saying earth changes, but life changes, Rose. I mean, there are people that are very sane that are going through incredible difficulties, and I feel for them, and I send them my love. I mean, it's a very difficult time for a lot of people. But y'all, this is what's happening. And Rose, I know you know this as well, that the other realms, the other dimensions, are coming in closer. Do you ever feel that, Rose?
Yes, the energies are so different now. I find that I'm much more sensitive to various events and happenings, especially being in large crowds. I can feel the differences. But you're correct. Those energies are getting closer to us. We're all going through tremendous changes. And you hit the nail on the head. Surrender. Just give it to the universe. And the solutions will be brought to you that you probably didn't even think of. And from my own experience, that's exactly what happened to me. I thought I knew. You know, I'm one of those type A personalities. I know what's best for me and what I have to do. And when I finally gave it up, oh my goodness, a solution came through that I would have never dreamt of in a million years. And my whole life changed as a result of it. Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, others like us do counsel their clients to surrender, and many people have a difficult time with that, and I think that's all part of the lesson.
Well, I do. You know, it reminds me of that story, and I think I might have, I don't know where I learned this. It could have been from just, well, who knows? I've studied a lot. Is that if you take a tree, and this is a, this to me is about surrender. If you take a tree, a little tree, and maybe 4 inches, and you put it under a table, a wick, I just say a table that you eat, a picnic table, and you put that tree underneath in a pot, underneath that picnic table, it won't grow very far, will it?
No.
Okay. But that is a big oak tree that we just planted, was a big oak tree. And it could be one of the most beautiful trees that would live for centuries, and magnificently large, that would cover a house almost. But if we put it underneath something that will choke its life out, it can't grow. And that's what happens with spirit. We have everything supposed to go as it's supposed to be, but if we choke it out and we put our expectations on them, if we our conclusions on them, and our goals exactly the way it has to be. I love the way the Unity Church does it. They say, write down your goals, write down what your dreams are, but always put or something better.
Better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or whatever else spirit has. I did a beautiful meditation, a violet flame meditation with Saint Germain the other day, and Spirit came to me and said, you know what, we love your plans, we enjoy listening to them, but we want to let you know that it isn't going to be like you expect. It's going to be something you haven't even dreamed of yet.
Uh-huh.
Much, much better. And it brought so much peace because it's not even in my realm. But guess what, folks? If we don't allow it in and say, no, it has to be this way, then what happens is it usually doesn't happen that way anyway, but we have fought. And so we are no longer at peace. And when we're no longer at peace, then we can't enjoy our life anymore. Then all of a sudden, nothing comes in that we were expecting. It's just it's a powerful, powerful message. And I don't know how we, Rose and I had decided this evening just to channel in whatever would come in, because we know that y'all are listening out there, and there are things that we're saying that mean something to you. If things are so tight and so uncomfortable for you now that you don't know how you're going to make it another step, that's the time that you just have to say, okay, that's it, Spirit. I don't know what you've got planned for me, but the truth is you've got to feel it. You can't just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't you feel when you were going through all your changes? I know there were times, Rose, when you felt you didn't feel it. You just said it. Oh, well, I surrender. I'm going to let Spirit take over. But you still fought it. Do you remember that?
I still fought it because I suffer from the disease to control.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're just in using your words. They're, for me, I was not peaceful with what was happening, and I felt I needed to control it. But when I finally did surrender, yes, there was much emotion attached to it, and I will honestly say that I screamed and cried and finally told the universe, that's it, I'm done. Whatever it is you have in store for me, go ahead. I just can't do this anymore. And honestly, the changes happened within days, mm-hmm. within days. Mm-hmm. But I had come to my ropes and just gave up. I surrendered, and then I was open. That exactly like you said, I was open. The universe was able to come in with their plan, and it was totally different than what I had expected.
Exactly.
And it's those expectations that get us in trouble.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's your job, y'all, or your career, or your relationships, even your children.
Right.
I mean, when we have expectations, and I'll share a beautiful story. I had a lot of expectations for my daughter, and we got into some discussion last night about it. And by the time we were done, we were sitting at the computer together looking at books, because she goes to a private online school. We were looking, but she didn't want to do the online part of it anymore. She wanted the school, but she wanted real books. She was tired of doing everything online. And so what came of that incredible release of expectation in the way that that I was teaching her or not teaching her, and the way that she was frustrated because she wasn't doing what she wanted. We were sitting at 10 o'clock last night in front of the computer ordering books for her that she wanted and that I knew she could learn from. She was winning and I was winning. She went to school today for the first day of school today. She had 5 hours of schooling, self-motivated, loved what she was doing because she created it. And I think the lesson here is this. She took her computer away yesterday from herself because she was on it too much. She put it up on the shelf, and about 5 hours later, now this is a lesson for all of us, 5 hours later she came down and she said, you know, Mom, if you had made me put that computer up on the shelf, I would have been very angry and mad. But because I put it up there, I was okay. Why is that? And I said, because you had free will. You were self-motivated. You did it because you wanted to. It wasn't forced on you, and it wasn't something that was made you feel controlled. And she said, well, I'm ready to take it down. And she said, I said, well, go get it. And she said, well, could you help me? And I said, well, I think you can do it. I think you can take it down just like you put it up. And I said, but if you need help, I'll be there for you. And within 5 minutes, she had it down.
Excellent. What a powerful lesson to learn at such a young age.
Well, it was a powerful lesson for me at my age because, you know, these computer gadgets, I don't know if that you had all that when your son was smaller, Rose, no. but I, you know, these DSs and all these games and everything, they get me nervous because these kids get on them and they become obsessed with it. And so that's where my issues are with it is like, you know, what can we do to help our children learn so that they're as excited about learning as they are being on these DS and these games like these Xboxes and whatever. We don't have all that in the house, but we do have the DS. But do you realize that if we could get something that creative for our children to learn with, and that is how, because they love that. And what we do is we stick them into these little boxes. Oh, you have to have a book, and you have to have this, and you have to have this. So we ended up buying 5 books last night. We only spent $25 for the whole bit because we did research all over the internet called, I think they call it the school box or school something, school zone. And when we found all these books, we barely had to spend any money on them, and they were fun, and they were exactly what she wanted. So I share that with everybody, you know?
So, excellent. Well, and so, she was able to make a decision. You allowed her to make the decision as to the way that was best for her to learn.
Yeah, well, and she picked the books out herself.
That's
great. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong on these books places because they're all good books. So you already know that as a parent, as a teacher, you already know they're good books. So, but listen, I want to let everybody know, we've got, you know, a little while left on the show, but I want to let everyone know you're at Energy. Why is it? I'm happy. You go ahead and tell them, Rose.
My website is energyworkscenter.com.
I almost
so
had it.
So they can reach me there.
Yeah. And Rose does spiritual energy work, long distance spiritual energy work, inner child work. She does readings, tarot readings, all kinds of readings. So, you know, if you feel like you want to do that, give Rose a call and you can go. I'd love for you to go on the Vicki Ford, that's VIKKIFORD.com. Put your contact in there and let me, you know, so I can let you know about my upcoming coaching that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be, it's not going to be regular coaching like you just do month after month. It's actually going to be a purification coaching where you go for a level 1, level 2, and level 3 to get your life really moving the way that you want it to. And it will involve karma, some karma balancing, some inner child work. It's all long distance. Of course, if you're in Georgia, you can come to my center. And I just want to share that with you. But if you go to the contact page, put your information in there. I will be giving you a free mini reading. It's short, and it kind of gets whatever issue that you need addressed in that moment. And so I hope that you will do that this evening. And you have to remember every second and fourth Monday nights are the Vicki Ford Show. And there's another Vicki does the first and third and fifth Monday nights on BBS. So I just want to let you know that. Now, what else did you want to talk about, Rose, tonight as far as finances or anything else? We just have, you know, a couple of more minutes.
Well, I do want to make a comment. You were mentioning your website and all that you do. I just want to mention to your listeners, this is a plug, yes, but it's coming from the heart. I've experienced Vicki's healing. She has helped me through some tremendous difficult situations. As she stated before, we have all experienced it. She and I, even though we're healers and intuitives, we've experienced it as well. And she has helped me through some tremendous difficulties, which has led me to where I am now. And I am truly grateful for her help. But for those of you listening, we are here to assist you. We know what you're going through, and we will do our best to help you move through these difficult situations.
And thank you for that. I want to remind everyone, too, that when you talk about being a spiritual energy healer or a counselor, you are really facilitating. You're being a facilitator for spirit coming on from that dimension. And what you're looking for when you're looking for a spiritual healer is someone who really can connect to the higher planes, to the higher levels. Be very aware of that when you're working with someone, because you want them to be in the higher, as higher of a level or realm as they can be, because you can get a greater healing, and you know that it's coming from spirit. It's just very, very important. And a lot of that comes from training. So, you know, Rose and I have talked about that on earlier shows that we've done together, is that it's very important when you're looking for a spiritual healer to look for someone who has had training. Because, it's very important that anybody working in your energy field knows what they're talking about. This is your life. This is your world. And you need to be very, very discerning about that type of thing. So, you know, always ask questions. And when you want to go to my site or to Rose's site, we will answer those questions for you so that you will know, you know, all about what's occurring here. And it's very, very important. So, and I hear you're going on a vacation, Rose. You're going to go off with your almost-to-be new hubby and go have some fun. So I think that's exciting. It's always nice to go on vacations.
Yes, it is. Going to Key West.
I think that, you know, I've never been down to Key West. For all you Florida folks, I've never been down there.
That is something you may have to check out the next time you're here.
Well, it's close to the Bahamas, and is the water as beautiful as the Bahamas? It's got to be. It's the same
water.
I've
only been there once myself, and it was 12, 15 years ago. So, it's beautiful. So I'm truly looking forward to going again.
Well, good. And I want to thank everyone for listening in this evening to the Vicki Ford Show, my co-host Rose Gauthier from St. Pete, Florida. And I just want to remind you to always feel that connection that you have with spirit. It is vitally important in these changing times. It's one of the biggest lessons that we all have, is to stay connected. Stay connected. Do you have any thoughts on that, Rose?
I have a message here from the angels, and it's about what you were speaking about earlier, peacefulness. Peacefulness means having the courage to always love without fear of repercussions.
Oh, that's beautiful. Very beautiful. Rose, thank you very much for being my special guest this evening. Thank all of the listeners this evening. I will see you in 2 weeks, and have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.